I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A mission group working in India calls the ongoing persecution of Christians the most brutal in recent history. President of Serve India Ministries, Ebenezer Samuel, believes the attacks continue to unify Hindus. Yet Serve India's pastors and missionaries hope to become involved in the rehabilitation work of the persecuted believers.
The preaching of the gospel never stops. Even in the midst of a situation like this, the brothers and sisters that are serving the Lord in the state of Orissa continue to pray and continue to minister to people and continue to be a witness.
Next, the countries of East Africa are culturally linked together, a colorful tapestry of cultures and languages. They make up the Horn of Africa, and their people range from Hindus to native tribes. Africa Inland Mission's Shell Aronson is using a magazine called Old Africa as a bridge to reach many of these groups.
I'm an editor, I'm interested in history, I'm interested in this, and I hear you've got these pictures and I'm invited in, and they know who I am, what I'm doing on this level, and we become friends, we have a cup of tea, we talk, and almost always we're able to also share about my faith in a very natural setting.
An international Christian Concern reports that a 22-year-old Christian was shot and killed in Somalia during a Muslim wedding ceremony. The wedding was conducted in Arabic, the language of Islam, but one which none of the guests understood. When the believer asked for a translation, the sheikh conducting the ceremony declared him to be an apostate, an offense punishable by death. Six Christians in the last 9 months have been martyred in Somalia. Pray for the strength of those who remain. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.